This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast. Welcome back to Eldermorn, everybody.
Eldermorn.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
On the hunt for a tween named Bunt. Henry Hogfish.
Well, why are you on the hunt for me?
I will join your cause.
We're friends.
No.
You had your chance.
Then, of course, Emily Axford.
Ready to intervene with these mean green tweens. Femoginia.
We're coming for them. We're coming for them.
Everyone hates them so much. And then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Friend of Chrissy and drinker of pissy.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Wow, this is like me on the energy drink mixed bag.
Gotta get that Foley. It's Zerk for Vane.
It's welcome, actually welcome. Piss. It's actually piss. Yeah, I can smell it.
Gurgled piss.
I wouldn't not drink piss. I want to complete the goof.
Full circle.
I'm nothing if not thorough.
Save it for the live show, dude.
Honestly insane that Zerk drank piss to impress 12-year-olds. Actually, no, they were 45-year-olds in disguise, so it's actually really respectable.
It was an adult thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. What's worse? Yeah. What is worse? Drinking piss at a dinner party to impress people or drinking it to make kids laugh? Both are bad.
Drinking piss dinner opens party. Doors, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's called wheeling and dealing.
Yeah. Wow. And
it's called
wheeling and dealing
and
keeling over with poison because you drink piss.
All right, everybody. Piss drinking is not the only thing that happened last time.
Really?
Actually, it is. Hang on. Let me remove all mentions of it from the recap. Okay. It's just three sentences long now. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. So last time, the Endo Friendos freed some of their captured allies before ambushing the Lord Scythe while he was questioning their friend Izer. During the fight, Chrissy was knocked out and Johnny had his hair tussled, but the Friendos eventually prevailed after Billy's branding smite made the Lord Scythe highly visible despite casting an invisibility spell. With the Emperor dead and some highly damning information sent by the Third Mates via the dimensional satchel, things are looking up for the Endo-Terrans.
It's actually a fanny pack, but go on.
Meanwhile, the Third Mates ascended from the Winter Ring of Zebaldar to the Spring Ring. There you met the Green Tweens, a group of 45-year-olds masquerading as children. They took you to their tower fort, where they attempted to dodge your questions with promises of root beer and imaginative play.
I hate them even in the recap.
Yeah. Zerk won them over by drinking piss. Sorry, wow. One mention did make its way
slipped
in.
Through.
My proudest moment.
And finally, Fia intimidated the leader, Bunt, into answering some questions about the fairy Leonora. Bunt revealed that Leonora had been missing for an undisclosed amount of time before you were all distracted by the tower being surrounded by sentient flowers. The tweens began freaking out and revealed that the two groups were mortal enemies. after dealing with the green tween shenanigans, you decided to side with the flowers.
A noble choice.
A noble choice. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. This should be people's first episode to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I mean, think about it. Annoying tweens versus flowers. In real life, I think I go with the flowers.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Even regular teens and mm-hmm. flowers.
If anything, we're just like kind of becoming eco-terrorists.
Yeah. There you go. Joining the flowers caused the 45-year-olds to draw knives and surround you. And that's where we are now. Everybody, go ahead and roll initiative.
Bring I wanted it to come to this.
17! 17, actually.
Wow.
I should say.
Ooh.
Very good. I got a 5.
I got the tween's number, 11.
Wow.
Oh.
We are a long way off from playing rogues, and yet we have just played them. So, since there are 12, I'm going to have them act on two separate initiatives. So, at initiative 20... the first 6 are going to go after Zerk.
You're going to attack the piss drinker and the piss drinker's friend?
I thought he was a legend.
Drink piss. I'm fucking crazy. You don't want to attack me.
Apparently, it's going to go ahead and fucking attack you with a dagger.
What?
6 of them are just going to descend on the piss drinker.
I knew it.
You turn on your king.
Tweens, you see like flashes of like older, like middle-aged faces as they go and start stabbing into Zerg.
Why did I think I could trust them?
Okay. Each of them makes 2 attacks.
Do any of them have lead pipes?
No, just knives. All right. 6 dudes, 2 attacks each. Zerg, your AC is 17.
Oh, that's my AC, exactly.
Sweet. Okay, hits. 4 hits total. 27 damage.
Oh, good God.
And then they're all going to take bonus action hides.
Are they?
After the 6 initial tweens, that's Fia's turn.
Okay. Do you want to give up or we're going to kill the piss drinker?
You're not going to kill the piss drinker. I'm going to kill you. You're making me really fucking pissed off.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
And
you
I'm
stabbed
going
our friend.
To. I'm going
what?
To cast.
You guys yelled at us.
I'm going to cast a 4th.
Insane overreaction to that.
You guys said you were going to be on the flower side.
You fucking picked them. They did nothing to you. And also, you're so fucking annoying. And I think you're like 45 and trying to be a child. Yeah. You remind me of some fucking 37-year-old guy still trying to be a fucking DJ in Williamsburg.
And also, I don't think we need the name Piss Drinker to stick, right?
This dude's a piss drinker. He rules.
The one thing we agree on.
So I'm going to cast Summon Shadow Spawn at a 4th level, and it's I'm going to cast Furia,
okay.
And she's going to immediately come out and do her dreadful scream. So all of them have to do a Wisdom saving throw.
I'll say the 6 tweens that hid got out of like the 30-foot radius. The 6 tweens that are still out there ready to attack with daggers.
have
to go.
Do a wisdom saving throw, DC 17, or be frightened of the spirit.
3 fails, 3 passes.
Honestly, not worth it. Just doing fireball in the future. Hey, everybody, don't try new spells.
You can always just join us and fight the flowers.
Not that
absolutely
either.
I'm not going to. Fucking over my fucking dead body, you fucking piece of shit.
All right. Flowers go in the ground.
You pick the flowers.
After Fia,
they go out of the ground.
Well, sometimes.
After Fia, that is the tweens' turns.
Oh, no.
There are 3 of them are frightened.
Yeah, so they have disadvantage on all ability checks and attacks.
Okay. So do they try to get out of it at all or anything?
Dreadful scream. The frightened creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of each
end
of its
turn.
Turns.
Okay, we'll do it at the end of the turn. Okay, so the 3 with disadvantage, the 3 frightened ones will go after Hank. 2 misses, first one against Hank. 17 to hit on the lower one?
Nope.
Okay, second one misses both times. Third one, 18 to hit on the lower one?
Nope.
20 to hit on the lower one, last one.
That one hit.
Okay.
But, yeah, I like that move. That made a lot of those kids miss.
Okay.
I'm so mad at these little shits. I want to fucking light them on
9,
fire.
9 damage, Hank. 9,
okay.
And then 3 are going to attack Fia.
Bring it on, come on.
Ooh, 2 misses on the first attack. 18 and a 19 to hit from the second guy.
Shield.
Nice.
Okay, I think these guys, what is your AC now?
It is now 23.
No hits. Three guys swing at you and miss. They're all going to take bonus action hides.
Oh my god! I hate you little fucks.
Cowards.
Come out!
They don't all... They're not all hiding well. Some of them have lower... You guys can do perception checks at the beginning of your turn. Oh.
That one's wearing socks and sandals. How do we think that was a kid?
You guys are my age.
It's got a wristwatch.
It's to see you when it's food fight time.
Oh my god, I hate your voice.
Why? After the tweens, that is Zerg's turn.
Okay, how many of them are hiding? Like all of them at this point? Well, fuck.
They not all of them got great hijacks.
Okay, all right. That's not a good idea.
They are all separated, so you can only hit one at a time. They're so annoying.
Oh, my God.
Buckle up. It's going to be a long night.
All right. As my bonus action, I'm going to get Spritel to deliver one of the potions I brewed while we were walking up the steps over to Fia. This is going to give her plus one to AC.
Rad.
Thank you.
And also 2d6 temp hit points.
Nice.
Mr. Zerk, I missed you so much.
Yeah. Well, I missed you too. And
you guys like each other, nerds.
I thought you were hiding. Now I know who you are, right?
I'm the one who got a 9 on my chest.
Yeah. Since he spoke, does he come out of hiding?
He has a 9. You guys see him with your patch of perception. His like head is sticking
out. It's really nice having people around that make fucking sense. I'm going to seek out the easiest one to find.
There's two you see with your passive perception.
I grab them by the cuff of their neck, and I'm going to use Dispel Magic by pouring a jar of piss on them.
Jesus Christ.
I agree. Let's be fucking spiteful.
Take your goddamn medicine.
A huge Dispel Magic, and instantly it turns into a, like, 40-year-old man.
Oh my
hey,
God.
What the hell are you doing to me?
Look, see?
What?
This is what you are.
Yeah, we know.
Don't hide from it!
I want to.
Fucking hell, is this where I come from?
Hey, what's your problem? That was your problem, man.
Just chewing a cigar.
Oh my god, I'm going to fucking kill you.
After Zerk, do you have anything else you can do, Zerk?
I used my bonus action. I think that's it.
Sweet. After Zerk, that is... Hank's turn.
Actually, wait, now that this 45-year-old man has been revealed, can I try to level with him?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How are your knees?
My knees?
Yeah.
They kill now, man.
Yeah, you want me to fix them?
I want you to get the hell out of our tower so we can go back to playing and having fun.
Oh fuck you. I shove him.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, you're middle-aged. You said, I can have youth forever, and you decided 12. That's the age. That's the glory days, huh?
Honestly, the fucking age I am is, like, fucking awesome because I just came of age.
What? We just want to run around and drink root beer.
Oh my good lord. Is one of the, I guess I'll do a pass. I don't want to attack the 40-year-old. I want to attack the 12-year-old.
You see another one that got a 9.
Oh, wait. Can I also just put my gun at this 45-year-old's head and say, call off your dudes?
Go ahead and give me an intimidation check.
Yeah. That's a 19.
19? Okay. I'll do like a bravery check for this guy.
Okay.
Nat 20. You see he goes.
Yeah, he was.
I'll take 12 dudes with knives over one piss drinker with a gun. Thanks so much.
Wow.
That's Hankster.
Suck so much ass.
I piss on him. I actually piss on him.
Yeah, you gonna drink it too? You are a legend, man, and you gave it away. You were a legend.
Your priorities are so weird.
You gave it away.
You could add it all.
I'm going to attack a 12-year-old that's shitty at hiding.
Sweet.
That's only a 13 to hit.
13 misses. Dodge out of the way.
Are we playing? Are we playing tag and you're just not very good?
I am going to take my second attack. I have a huge fucking guy's arm and you have a dirk.
You have a guy's arm? You mean you're going to punch me?
Yeah, you have a fucking dirk.
You're a dirk.
It's a 17 to hit.
17 does hit.
Okay, thank God.
All of these guys had really good AC. I think I would take Murph's hat off and throw it out the window.
That's only... 8 damage, but I will...
He's going to uncanny dodge and just take 4.
Fuck this. I am action surfing.
Use your fucking uncanny dodge, you piece of shit.
Uncanny dodge this. Action surge. 28.
I get it this time?
Yeah. You absolutely hit.
You know, out of character, I'm so happy at how Murph is just, how giddy Murph looks.
Oh my God, but I rolled so low on my damage. It's only a 7. And then 19 on the second.
On the second attack, it hits.
Yeah. And then that one's an 18 damage.
Holy shit. Okay. This one dude looks fucked up.
Good. Then I'm going to have Shank attack him. I'm going to unleash the incarnation.
Hey, fuck this 45-year-old kid.
That's what I'm saying, Shank. That's why you rolled a 21, buddy.
Hits.
18 damage again.
Shank lances this dude.
You killed one of the green twins, man.
Yeah, for the flowers.
At the top of the order, let's go ahead and roll a d4 to see how long until the flowers show up.
Mm.
How many rounds?
Whoa, I'll do it.
Do it.
Huge.
The flowers are just going to attack us, too. this is not a good situation.
I rolled a 3.
A 3, okay. The flowers are a long way
The stakes
off.
Have never
the
been higher.
The flowers are not going to save you guys.
No, they're going to attack us, too. Okay. This place sucks.
Should we go back to Olwyn?
After Hank.
We are in hell.
That is the tween's turns.
Twins attack.
They are going to go after Zerk again.
Yeah, sure.
6 hits.
Oh, okay.
What?
52 damage, Zerk.
Still standing, but so upset.
On the brink of going home.
Fia, that is your turn.
How many are hiding still? Because they didn't just hide.
Oh,
right
wait,
now.
Sorry. No, they're going to hide at the end of their turn.
Damn it.
I need to do new hide checks. Hang on.
I'm going to do pulse wave. You create intense pressure, and if they fail, then they move 15 feet towards me. So I'm going to try and suss them out of hiding.
And what kind of saves do they do?
Con save.
You pull 4 of them out of hiding.
Fuck yes. Everyone who fails takes 26 damage. Anyone who saves takes half that. And everyone who fails gets pulled out. So cool. Not hiding for the next cool. person.
Good.
And then
great.
Fioria is going to go. And she's going to attack the frightened quadrant.
Great.
And she has she has 2 attacks, and she has advantage on the frightened creatures.
Sweet.
21 to hit.
Hits.
10 damage.
Okay.
Hit again. Another 10 damage.
Okay.
To the same creature.
Okay.
And that's all I can do. Sweet. And then she is going to run near Zerk, so anyone who's frightened can't move near him.
Got it.
Ooh,
okay.
Because
nice.
They can't willingly move towards the creature
cool.
they're frightened
okay.
of.
The next 6 are going to go.
So all of them survived the 26 damage.
Yes. They're hurt, though.
Fuck me.
Frightened ones with disadvantage are going to attack Hank. 1 hit, 11 damage.
11 damage. Okay.
And then there's 3 left that are not frightened. They are going to attack Fia.
Shield.
Just 1 crit.
Yes.
That gets past
free.
The shield. 14 damage on the crit.
Okay.
After the tweens, that is Zerk's turn.
Okay, bonus action, I will cast Healing Word using Collateral Healing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I do a quick lick of my gun to get some of that healing juice. It's like, you know, when you fill a squirt gun full of juice mm-hmm. and you just put it right in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I want to do is I hold up some vials with a brownish liquid in them. You know, I do have a lot of mud that I gathered from the Beto Cave.
Okay.
And I say, ooh, I got some super special root beer here. Who wants some? And
from
then
the guy who tried to kill us and we're stabbing him?
I guess you are chickens. I guess I didn't realize that you were all chickens.
Stab him.
And what I want to do is hold my action. And then as soon as a bunch of them rush in to stab me, cast web.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
Right. Great.
Sweet. After Zerk's turn, that is Hank's turn.
Yeah, how many can I see with my passive perception right now? Somebody... anyone that hid shittily?
None of them.
God.
Go ahead, you can do a perception check.
22.
Fuck up the one.
You can see half of them. And there's some that are hurt.
Okay, I'm going to hike up my shorts a little bit more. Let my nuts hang a little lower.
Yeah, now that we know they're not tweens, you can let the nuts out.
Yeah, I know your true age. You've seen these before. You've seen them in the goddamn mirror.
Show them.
The hell's the matter with you, man?
I want to attack. I hope that one is hurt. I want to attack that one that said, what's the matter with you? But I do want to attack one strategically that's hurt.
Hurt, cool.
Okay. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Oh.
Misses, dodged out of the way.
Oh, look at my tumble salt.
That is a natural 19 on the second one, so
sweet.
29.
Uncanny dodge and take half.
Oh my god, you are the biggest losers I've ever met.
11 damage, though, it turns into...
The hurt one
survives. I think we're in hell, right? This is hell.
So Shank's going to attack. 17.
Hits.
That's 14 damage.
You kill one.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking what? We're down to 10 now?
So a lot of them are hurt, though, from Fia's thing. Mm. And in fact, that is the tweens. 5 of the tweens are going to run forward,
mm-hmm.
And you throw this web down. They will do dex saves. First one, 19 passes.
Ugh.
Second one, 20 passes.
Come on!
Third one, 16?
Misses.
Misses.
Yeah, yeah, got restrained.
One. Next one, nat 20 passes.
Come on!
My God.
Next one, 17.
That's it, exactly.
Passes.
Oh, so that's I got it. One?
You got one. The other four are going to stab you.
You, my friend. I point to the one in the web. You fucked up.
Oh, man.
Call your friends up. Call them up now.
It was, like, funny until Zerk got so fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. You got hit 4 times for 32 damage.
Okay, I'm down.
You see these tweens stab Zerk until right. He's down.
I want this fight to end so I can slowly execute the ones that are in the way.
I am absolutely going to make a fucking show Jesus of force Christ. With these fucking creatures.
Fia, burn them alive! I don't care!
The flowers are 2 rounds away?
2 rounds away.
The flowers are just going to come attack us.
Almost certainly.
Okay. We've killed the fucking tormentors.
I am just going to fucking... I just need to bring these guys out because they can't be attacking with advantage and getting sneak attack. So I'm just going to fucking pulse wave between 2 and 3 again.
4 fails. They're pulled out.
21 damage to everyone that gets pulled out.
You half kill
that,
2?
Half that for anyone else who was in there.
Kill another one. You just hear out.
3, oh. So 3
we are
more.
Down to 7 now. Now, Furia is going to go after the frightened ones.
There's only 2 left. One of them died.
Okay.
Stop, we're scared.
Okay.
Not scared enough.
23 to hit.
That hits.
18.
One of them instantly half health.
Okay. Going to hit again. This time just 10 damage.
10 damage. Looks messed up. After Fia...
I'm sorry, Mr. Zerk. I want to bring you back up, but I just like... Don't know what
we
the
don't
fuck
wanna...
to do
that
because
is between
if these
turns?
Guys get like attacks with their stupid things.
Zerk, this isn't a world you want to live in.
I always knew I would die this way.
The 2 frightened tweens at initiative 6 are going to run away. Are going to dash 60 feet out the window, just fucking run.
Towards the cunning advancing flower
no,
army?
No, they're running away
no,
from the flower.
You know what? No, fucking stay and fight. I don't want
no.
You fucking running away.
I'm going to run.
I'm going to fucking ranged hit them.
They're 90 feet away.
How many are left then?
Then there's 4
it
left.
It should be 4, yeah.
We surrender.
No, you don't
no,
get to do that.
You don't fucking, you had every fucking
you
opportunity
do
to do
this.
That.
Wait, put the other one in the web and let the flowers take care of them. Yeah. I pass back out.
I am going to fucking fireball these fucking bitches who are running away, and I will fucking chrono
shift. Hank, that's your turn.
Fucking save.
Yeah,
two of them run away, and the ones in the web are just like, will you yield? It's me, Bunt, man.
Hank has
fucking absolutely shit in his mouth.
Hank has a crossbow to shoot the ones that are running away.
Do it!
Yeah, I'm gonna take 2 shots with my crossbow.
Go ahead and make an attack, yeah. 90 feet away.
Fuck, that's a 19 to hit.
Hits.
And a 10 to hit.
Second one does not hit.
Only 7 damage with the crossbow.
It had exactly 7 damage left. You shoot one in the back and kill
them. Fuck yes!
Yes!
Fuck yes!
You're ruthless, please!
And kill them? We're ruthless? Come on.
Fuck those kids.
Okay.
Fuck
and then I'm
going
to use Shank
fake
to...
Fake tweens. Fake tweens!
Fiends!
Shank's going to attack one that's in the web.
Sweet.
Stop!
Shank rolled a natural one.
Shank misses. That is the tweens' turns. 4 of them are going to make a break for it and leave behind one friend who's stuck in the web. Hey, yep. They left me.
I just want you to know this is a referendum on your character.
It's a referendum on my character. Hey, I'm just trying to live the good old days. Yeah. Where you just hang out with your friends, you build forts. They just left me here.
How bad were your later days?
Bad were my later days? Well, I never really lived them. Imagine, if you will, the Lost Boys just never aged, and then suddenly one time somebody cast a spell on them and he became a 50-year-old man.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah. I have the tiniest bit of sympathy for you.
My
you
back hurts.
Yeah.
For
I
no
mean,
reason.
Just
the lumbar.
Like, yeah. Absolutely no, eat bad. Shit. Eat so much
for,
shit.
For what reason, though?
Because you fucking suck. You suck.
Okay. After the twins, that's Via's turn.
Okay.
Bring me up so I can shoot him with my gun.
Okay, if I'm going to bring you up, I want to bring you up.
You don't gotta do this.
I absolutely do.
Do you?
Yeah, I absolutely
you
do.
You don't gotta do this.
Why is he Tony Soprano now?
Hey. You don't know where Leonora is? Because I know where she is. She's stuck in a book.
I don't even fucking care right now.
She's gonna go. All right, I won't tell you where she is. Fine,
come on. Mr. Hank, do you care about this right now? Did you spare his life?
It sounds like he's gonna give us some information. I really want to kill the ones that are running away.
Okay.
They totally left me. If you want to shoot Bunt in the back, I'm fine with that.
Do we have any kind of like healing? I don't have anything ranged and an ability to healing word Zerk.
Can I toss you my crossbow?
Toss me a fucking crossbow, please.
Shank no look passes his crossbow to Fia, knowing that she will catch it.
Go ahead and take a
an elite athlete. She doesn't drop anything.
Go ahead and take a shot.
Oh, I miss.
Yes.
And then I healing word Zerk. I don't even fucking care. I'm going to fucking stalk these bitches.
Zerk, you pop back up.
Did you get him? Did we kill him?
No, actually, life is terrible.
We killed a lot of them.
After Fia, that is... One of the surviving tweens from the second group is going to
run. Oh, I use my movement to start running after them.
Okay.
She's fast, though.
Zerk, that's your turn.
Oh, you have a gun.
Fia, how bad do you need this? Because I'll stay here and I'll get information.
I'll get the information. Shoot somebody.
For real.
All right. I point. Do we know the name of the one that's trapped in the web?
My name's Walter Madison.
First and last. Very good. A proper introduction,
that
like a real
gentleman.
That actually
feels like your real name and not your twin name.
All right.
I'm a 45-year-old man now.
Guys, he's telling us the truth. Cool. We're going to need you to... I don't finish the sentence. I shoot him in the kneecap.
Yeah!
Jesus Christ. Roll an attack roll. With advantage, he's restrained.
It's going to be 24 to hit?
Hits.
So you said something about Leonora being...
He's fully dead. He was at like 2 HP after Fia hit him. You shoot him and he dies.
I bring him back to life.
You shoot him. If you want to spend a healing word, you can bring him back.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, you bring him back. Ow, why? I told you I would tell you exactly where she is.
Yeah,
you don't need to threaten me.
I wanted to make sure.
She's under the floorboards. She goes into books. She's like magic and shit.
Right.
She's super obsessed with stories, right? So she thinks a story needs to have a beginning and a middle and an end. But we of the Green Tweens... personally believe that the beginning of the story is the best. So we like everything to stay the same. So one time she went to a book and we just strapped it up and we kept it closed. We put it under the floorboards.
Huh.
That's it. You look under the fucking floorboards here, you'll find Leonora.
You know, when we started this fight, I didn't really understand why you would hide like this. But then I realized all of us hide from things during our lives. I firebolt the web.
You burn a man alive.
Don't say you burn a man alive. You made truly the most hateable combatants possible, and then you act like we're savage.
That is 45.
Don't you dare try to redeem Walter Madison.
Don't you dare.
Walter Madison has been murdered.
I had a soft spot for Madison.
I appreciate that he used his full name. I am still running, and I'm going to fireball
the
guys.
Is Hank's turn. Hank, there are 5 Green Tweens running away. 4 of them are 60 feet away. 1 of them is 90 feet away.
Okay. I mean, all I can do is shoot them with the crossbow. God damn it. Shout out to the 2 crew, but that is also a 17.
17 hits.
Out for blood.
I mean, they locked Leonora up, why not?
11 damage.
Kill another one.
Cool.
4 left.
Yes.
The 4 that are 60 feet away.
Can I unleash the incarnation? I'm just going to attack as Shank, so I can use the crossbow.
Can Shank? Oh, Shank will just shoot a crossbow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shank crit.
Awesome. Okay. You shoot at one of these dudes.
Yes, I do. Oh, hell yes. 15 damage.
Shank shoots one in the back and finishes them. The only ones left are your old friends, Slephany, Bunt, and Starlight Explosion.
Wow, the OG 3.
Those are the 3 that are running away?
Those are the 3 we want dead the
most.
That
is the tweens' turns. They have already run 60 feet. They're going to run another 90 feet. They're all 150 feet away.
Wait, what? They dash action?
Yeah, they have cunning action.
Oh my God.
That is Fia's turn.
I feel like we are supposed to be narratively above this.
I think Leonora would say we write our own stories.
That's what I kind of fucking feel like doing right now. I know they all have fucking good decks, and if they have a fucking evasion, they're not going to take any fucking damage from
these. All I'm saying is that we are deep within the earth in a dimmy plane. Nobody's going to know what we do here.
It's not even fucking shameful. They're the ones who should be ashamed.
Oh, deeply.
You see the body of a 45-year-old man covered in a web.
Okay, yeah. Fuck it. I fucking fireball them. Yeah. I fucking fireball them, and I use my fucking movement to get closer. What did they get? How many people save? Tell me fucking right now.
One saved. The other
Chronal
two failed.
Chronal shift. The fucking yes. one that yes. fucking saved.
Failed. Failed. Dude, failed.
Great.
Bunt, okay. Starlight Explosion, and Slephany are hit by a fireball.
Fia, save Slephany for me.
28 damage, and I know they've been hurt already.
Slephany is dead. Starlight Explosion. Oh, wait! Starlight Explosion and Bunt were only at 20. Starlight Explosion and Bunt are dead. You kill yes! all three of them. You see, they dispel, turn into 45-year-olds, and just crash into the woods.
I have to say, I feel like justice was fucking served.
Shall we share a drink of your piss, Zerk?
Yes, please. I would love to fucking drink your
piss.
It's
actually
right
limoncello.
Now.
It's been limoncello this whole time.
Pouring out for Bunt.
You guys,
pour one out on Bunt.
You guys go back to the tower and cheers as you are surrounded by the corpses of tiny 45-year-olds.
Stop trying to suddenly rewrite it so they sound sympathetic.
I'm not trying to rewrite
tiny
it.
Tiny 45-year-old.
You're in their fort.
Do we see these flowers
yeah,
advancing?
What oh, yeah. flowers.
You guys what's do that? See that the tower is now surrounded.
I hold up the head of a tween and I say, we fucking took out your fucking enemies.
Fia holds out the head of Bunt, who now...
We killed your enemy because we hated them as much as you, possibly more.
Indeed. This leader, Walter Madison, has been slain.
Walter Madison, a 45-year-old man, is dead in the webs.
I throw Stephanie's body out the window.
Bunt, a different 50-year-old... has been beheaded.
I know that you're scared to say his name, but fear no longer. Walter Madison is dead.
My name is Fia Wagenia. I'm a witch, and this is the greatest evil I've ever met.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage. These guys really hated the Green Twins.
I have a minus one.
I have a zero.
Zero as well.
Well, I am holding the head out, so it probably should be me.
Can I use, like, tinkering to cause a little smoke to appear behind her?
No.
I got an 11.
An
11? With advantage.
Okay. You shout that out, and you see, after a moment, a little flower holding a sword and a shield rides a bunny.
Tell us any of your causes and we will fight for them.
I kind of just wanted to go to sleep for a while.
Mission is accomplished in this tower, but sweet little flower on a bunny with a tiny sword.
He runs out and he goes, I do not know if I can trust you, but I am Sir Captain Teeny Petals. I came to parley with the Green Tweens to free the Fairy Queen. Who are you? State your name and your purpose.
My name is Fia Boginia. I am a witch, and these twins are the greatest evil I've encountered yet. And
agreed.
I say that as someone whose father tried to kill her.
They have trapped our queen.
We share your purpose.
Yes.
They've trapped Leonora.
Indeed.
We are also seeking Leonora.
We look for her too.
Indeed, we are envoys of the trickster herself.
This guy drinks piss.
Sir Captain. Legend.
Indeed. I drink the piss so that it won't go into the ground.
You see, do the piss trick.
You see Sir Captain Teeny Petals enters a tiny flower man riding a bunny.
And I put out food for the bunny.
The bunny starts eating them. Please don't do that. Sorry? This is my mouth.
Yes.
I put out more food for the bunny.
The bunny keeps eating. I've asked your friend not to do that.
I have we have water for you, Mr. Flower.
Me? I actually would love some water.
Please,
thank
yes,
you so much.
Soak your roots.
I eat water. Thank you. The green tweens were a great evil.
You see and them littered yeah. about us?
Yeah, we do not disagree.
Who are you? What brings you to the Spring Ring?
We are looking for Leonora.
As am I.
We know where she is. In his dying breath, Walter Madison revealed the secret to us.
Sir Captain Teeny Petal spits. Walter Madison.
I spit as well. And then I swing my guy's arm at the floorboards.
Sweet, yeah. Everybody go ahead and give me investigation checks with advantage.
I'm sorry that our spit is yellow.
It's because we drink piss.
All right.
It's a 21.
22.
18.
You guys start kind of hitting the floorboards. Walter Madison said that this book that Leonardo was trapped in was hidden beneath the floorboards. Begin hitting the floorboards with like your guy's arm and your weapons and stuff. And eventually you hear a hollow sound.
My lord, wait, it could be a trap. I put my hand in front of the Flower King.
I'm just a knight, but thank you. I appreciate it.
A lord nonetheless.
Wait, how do you know that I'm the prince? It's a secret.
You're the prince? I bend my knee. And hold out my hand for a kiss.
Sir Captain Teeny Petals kisses your hand and goes, I'm not ready for leadership. I'd like to see the world.
I totally understand. I sniff where he kissed my hand.
Smells like flowers.
Wow.
But just to be clear,
this
he is
so much better than
5 inches tall.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, no.
Does he have a face or is it just a
flower?
No,
he's just a flower.
Just a flower.
He's okay, absolutely great. Just a flower.
So how tall is his sword?
The sword, 3 inches long.
Wow, awesome. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, can you just want to know what kind of damage the sword does.
Would you like me to attack you?
Yes.
If you insist, 3 damage. He stabs you for 3 damage.
Oh, that's cute.
What was?
I said fearsome. My God.
I said acute.
And Sir Captain Teeny Petals, and there's nothing cute about it.
I throw my guy's arm on the ground. I yield.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay. Well,
I pretend like it's really painful.
Well, we heard something hollow, so we should check the floorboard.
Yeah. I do want to put my ear to it and see if I can check for traps.
Sweet.
Another investigation?
Perception investigation.
Could I use my tool expertise?
How would you be using tools?
I would probably be knocking on it, seeing if I hear any mechanisms, okay. Maybe even sticking something into the... Yeah.
Right on.
That's going to be a 20, dirty 20.
You hear the sounds of something rocking back and forth. It doesn't feel like a trap, though.
Maybe she's shaking about in that book.
Hmm.
Let's pry open this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
This plank. Let's go.
I think we just go out to town ripping up all the floorboards.
You rip open the floorboards.
Yeah, let's destroy their fort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this was the queen's tower.
Oh, okay.
Before they ruined it.
Got
let's
it.
Not ruin it again.
Okay,
you got it.
You guys still rip up the floorboards.
Hey, how dare you? You see, Sir Captain TD Kettles. How dare you?
Okay.
You guys open up the floorboards. And you find a book with a strap around it, and it is moving. And you see that the title of the book is Ill Luck Henry.
Whoa. Oh.
Can I cast Remove Curse on it? Or, like, do an arcana to
Yeah, you can do an arcana check.
Do anything. 24.
You don't get the sense that a Remove Curse would really help. You don't get a sense that the book is cursed. As it flaps back and forth, based on what Walter Madison told you, you get the sense that Leonora, the way she like goes into these stories is she can like travel into a book, and these green tweens literally just tied the book up behind her and kept her stuck in there. So she can't open it.
Then I hand it to Henry.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be a tale that I want to read, but... We gotta get Leonora out of here. So, Henry unwraps the book.
Sweet. You unwrap the book, and you see as soon as you do, the book wiggles itself open, and there is this burst of green energy. And when your eyes adjust, you see this spring fairy, Leonora, bursts from the book. She's short and heavy set. Beautiful flowing green hair that's full of flowers. She wears a dress made of dark green leaves, and her skin is a lighter shade of green. She also wears these cat eye glasses that magnify her already big, expressive eyes. And you see she looks around and she goes, "Oh, what did those tweens do to this place?"
Whatever they did, we got them back for it.
Good. Whatever you did to them, I'm sure it wasn't enough.
Would agree.
She sees Walter Madison. Oh my God, it was enough. You've burned Walter Madison alive.
Do we have your blessing, yes or no?
Yes, you do, of course.
Okay, because he probably got the best of it.
Yes, okay. This place is disgusting. How can we concentrate in a place like this? You see, she flicks her wrist. There's this burst of magic that instantly tidies up the tower. It goes from being this shitty clubhouse to being a Pinterest writer paradise. You see bookshelves go all the way up the tower. It is filled with plants and moss. You see there is it was broken before and kids were just like swinging around on ropes. You see there's a spiral staircase that now leads to a higher floor. You see, like Mary Poppins, her dress like pops like an umbrella and she begins flying up. Follow me now, everyone.
Okay.
I try not to look.
I try to climb a like book ladder.
You climb a ladder up.
Miss Leonora, are you a writer as well as a reader?
Of course, yes.
What have you written?
Henry Hogfish.
You know who I am.
We write it together.
What do
you and I.
I what? Have something to do with it?
Yes, of course.
Tell...
I'll show you the book. Bring it with you. She
gathers it up
to the second floor.
You mind
of the
if
tower.
I grab one of these Chemexes, brew some coffee?
Of course, yes.
Great,
sweet. You guys brew some coffee.
You got a whole room of them.
You guys get up the spiral staircase that goes to the higher floor, and when you get there, you see that there is this big desk built out of a living tree that just, she didn't like cut down a tree. It's literally a living tree that is like curved naturally to be a desk. Awesome. You see the desk has like papers and fresh quills dipped in ink. And in front of it are huge windows that overlook fields of grass and an ocean in the distance. She sits down and she leans back in her chair and she goes, "Ah, it is so good to be back. Henry.
Yes.
Good to see you again. I've been keeping a close eye on your progress, though not entirely by choice."
Progress? What is, have you been trapped in my story?
For a bit.
Uh-huh.
Would you... Of course.
Tell me
you,
everything.
You only know your chapter. You only know your current chapter.
My current chapter. Yes. I know nothing.
Because you've... Again and again and again and again.
Yeah, tell her, Shank.
Yeah, just kind of the same thing over and over again. Yeah. You see, turns into old Shank.
This guy. Fia loves this guy.
Oh, he's back. I thought that my spirits were destroyed by the tweens, but old Shank is back.
The curse bringer. And she goes, "Yes, that is the Hank I remember most of all. That is the one I met.
Old Hank.
Old Hank, of course.
That's the original Hank? That's the one that Shank is embodying?
Old Hank is the one that met you.
Indeed.
I haven't met you.
No, sort of.
Now I'm meeting you.
I've met you before, though, many times.
Please tell me.
All right.
This might be presumptuous, but could you tell us by us going on a book adventure?
Right. Okay, yes. Why don't we go back into the book, even though I just was trapped in there for like... 10 years, honestly.
Ten years.
To me, that's really nothing. I've been alive for a long time, but 10 years, I'm pissed. I'm going to get those green tweens as soon as I can get my hands on the rest
of them. No,
they're gone. All
of them are gone.
Yeah. All of them are gone.
Even Bunt?
Especially Bunt.
My God. Well,
it wasn't easy.
They're truly the most hateable combatants I've ever faced. Of course, they're awful.
See, a story needs to have a beginning, a middle, and an ending. And they just want to do the beginning over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, we saw that.
And that's
There's nothing about this.
You need to grow old. You need to learn things. And we need to die. We need to pass on. Except for me. I'm a fairy. I will live forever.
Okay.
And that is fine. I'm a storyteller.
Exception to the rule.
My story is that I do not write stories about myself. I write stories about interesting people like you.
I'm interesting?
Of course you're interesting.
Please.
Of course you're interesting. What are you talking about?
I think you're very interesting.
Yeah. You taught us knots. You taught Fia how to swim.
You taught me how to swim.
Henry pats his fanny pack proudly. I guess I am pretty cool.
Yes. Anyway, Sir Captain Teeny Petals, would you mind watching this book and making sure no troublemakers strap it closed while we're inside and trap me for another decade?
Real quick. His sword is really weak. I say this really quietly just to Leonora.
Sir Captain Teeny Petals? He's the prince.
Yeah.
He's the flower prince.
Yeah. Well, a lot of princes are not as good as knights, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Well, they're a bit pampered.
You know what?
Furia stays out for a while, so why don't I leave Furia out here as well?
You do look outside, and you do see that there are like 2,000 flowers.
I still leave Furia out here.
I can also put a glyph of warding that will explode if anyone tries to come near us.
That'd be great, Leah. Let's do
it. Is that cool?
Security.
Yeah, of course. I would personally trust Sir Captain Teeny Petals, but...
Why don't I entrust the glyph to Captain Teeny Petals?
Thank you.
Indeed. Might I inscribe it upon your shield?
Please do. Holds up a absolutely tiny shield. The rabbit is still eating.
Zerk puts on like 12 pairs of pince-nezes.
You put a little glyph on the shield, and she goes, "Well, been lost in there for a long time, but I suppose we could jump back in. This is an event. I usually don't have people coming to me, but redemption story. This is perfect.
Is that the kind of story this is? I fucking hope so.
Shall we go in?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
How do we do it? Do I step in?
No, I take you in.
Okay.
Can I
bring my other books in to the book?
Sure, yes, of course.
Book on book.
Do you want to bring whatever you carry?
Do you want to summon Philip for this?
It would take an hour.
Okay. I can wait an hour if you'd like. To me, it's nothing.
The Chemex is still brewing.
I was stuck in a book for 10 years.
Mm. Okay. Then I take an hour to summon Phil. Right.
You guys take an hour.
I do need to summon the emotional courage to do this.
Right. Shit. Hank, you think about it for a long while.
I regain more than 7 hit points.
Yeah. Philip comes back
Well, where the fuck are we?
So we are in what, from what I can understand, hell.
Right.
It's the worst day I've had in a while.
This looks around at all like the bookshelves and everything. It's just like, I thought this would be like a place that you would like.
Wait,
yeah, no, this is a great place. Okay. We fought some really terrible combatants that I wish you were there for because you could have absolutely fucking scalded them with your wit.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's devastating to me, but you weren't there. So, you know, we're making do. But now we're going to jump inside a book, Mr. Philip.
Yeah. Shit, book in a book.
Yeah. Book
it's like
a book.
Inception. Yeah. All right. Shall we get going?
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, let's do it.
I had more questions about Inception, but go on.
Right on. grabs all of your hands, and you guys enter this book. Zerk and Fia.
Mm.
So all of you guys see Henry aboard a ship in the middle of the ocean. This is old Hank, older than the Henry we know and love. He is older here, but it is unmistakably Henry. You see, the crew of this ship is gathered around a young woman who they have subdued and are planning to throw overboard. Fia and Zerk, you guys start seeing this from Hank's perspective, but you don't have like the memories that come with it. So you guys are just like watching a first person movie. So now like you guys kind of like travel into old Hank's body. But Hank, as you watch this, the memory comes rushing back to you and you feel like you are there. You see this woman named Alette has been on the crew for a few months and you've grown quite close to her in a short amount of time. You are the third mate. You are low enough in the pecking order to not get any respect, but high enough that most of the guys resent you. So you are not popular on the ship.
Perfect.
But you have bonded with Alette over feeling like an outsider. She was running away from her village for life at sea, and she got along better with you than she did with the other crew members. And she quickly kind of became like a surrogate daughter to you. Like, she's around like 25 years old. You're like in your 60s. You never had kids. This very much felt like a piece of your life that was missing that now you had. And she actually confided in you something that was like quite dangerous information. She confided in you that she ran away from her village because she was able to cast strange magic.
Oh, fuck.
And you kept her secret. But one day, she was discovered by another crew member and was quickly brought before the captain, who sentenced her to be thrown overboard. Back then, it was seen as bad luck to cast magic on a ship. There was a saying, a witch on deck, a fix for a wreck. And it was basically like, it's a bad omen. And you guys had been having like storms. You had been like terrible fishing, not able to get what you needed to get, not being able to provide for yourselves, on top of it being like quite dangerous, and she was blamed for it. So you're watching this happen. You see Alette, she's screaming as they carry her. You see this woman with silver hair, she's yelling and she's going, I didn't do it on purpose. I can't control it. I promise. And Hank, you are an old man. You know there is nothing that you can do to stop it. You are physically not capable of beating up the entire crew, and you are for sure not popular enough to dissuade them. But still, you want so badly to intervene, but your body is frozen. You see, she is dragged to the edge of the boat, and you feel this rush of courage. You step forward to say something, but the words catch in your throat and you have a moment of rationalization. This is futile. If I say something, I'll die too, and she wouldn't want that. This hesitation is all it takes. She's thrown overboard and she dies in the ocean alone. And the moment she goes overboard, you regret it. You realize you were wrong. It wasn't futile, because even if she would have died either way, she would have died knowing that someone cared about her.
she wouldn't have been alone. And you are going to regret this for the rest of your life. But that is not far away, Henry Hogfish. A few days later, witch or no witch aboard, a storm hits and the boat is capsized. And as you float in the water, fatigue giving way, you think to yourself, if I could go back, I would have done something. And suddenly, the ocean stops moving, and you are frozen in time. You no longer have to struggle to stay afloat. And suddenly you see Leonora, the great spring fairy, the patron of storytellers and navigators. You have seen statues of her. You have said prayers to her. You have sung songs about her. She is real. She stands on the water above you. If you could do it all again, you'd be different, you say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You see, she kind of spins around thinking about it, and she goes, "Ah, I do love a redemption arc, but you know that 99.9% of people who say that they change don't actually change. I just don't know that you're protagonist material, Henry."
No, I get that. But give me a shot, huh?
Give you a shot. All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to write a bad story. We're going to keep throwing out drafts until we get this right.
Okay. Over and over and over again. Repetition. Till it's perfect.
Until it's perfect.
I owe Alette that. Give me that chance. Those many chances. I'll get it right eventually.
You see, she extends her hand.
Here goes nothing. I shake it.
You shake it. And you see, as she shakes your hand, a bunch of sprites surround your hand, and a fairy promise is made. She disappears, and Henry drowns. He is born again the next day, a newborn version of the same body. Just his parents happened to name him Henry. They just felt inspired to do it. And as he grows older and becomes a sailor, he decides to take on the name Hogfish, Henry Hogfish. He makes the same mistakes and he dies. Rinse and repeat. Over and over and over and over until now. You get flashes of you helping Sib when they were about to be executed. Flashes of taking the oath to be a blade. Flashes of helping your son evacuate West Precinct. More importantly, flashes apologizing to your son and making steps towards getting better. And in all of these visions, the one thing that is consistent in the good memories versus the bad ones is that you're with your friends, Via and Zerk. You did have the courage in you all along, but you couldn't do it alone. And now finally, you aren't alone. You are spit out of the book, and you all come back around Leonora's desk.
Oh boy. Oh boy, I get it. I get it now.
Yes, I didn't realize this was going to be an ensemble piece, but truly, what an ending. I thought Zerk was going to die at that one part. That would have been exciting, but it would have been kind of cheap, don't you think?
Which part? I feel like
if Moxora killed you?
Oh, that one.
That would have been too much. Yeah. Too much, yes.
Has it always been Serenesis?
Oh, you know. I can... You see,
I can't say it, can I?
No. You can, because she knows. This is... It's like when you were talking to Owen. It's like when you talk to, like, Kenley or anything. Mm-hmm. As you say Serenesis, and she hears it, and she goes, you know about Serenesis. And you see she's, like, trying on the words. Mm. I thought I wasn't allowed to talk to you about that. You seem to have gotten around it somehow.
Yeah.
Seems like we've gotten around a lot of things.
So Alette was Serenesis, and now Arena's Serenesis. I couldn't protect her then, but maybe I can protect her now with help.
Beautiful.
I guess I'd love to know what happens after this story ends.
Oh, I don't know. We start a new one?
Or maybe my story finally ends. I never knew if I was who I am because I was cursed, or if I was cursed because of the person I am. And maybe it's not a curse at all. I just, what you gave me was a blessing. It's another chance and a chance after that. And now you guys are here. And fuck it, the odds might finally work out.
Yeah, I think Shank is a writer's assistant.
I had no idea. I don't pay you enough.
You see, Shank appears and goes, "We truly are blessed." And hugs Hank.
You're my best friend, buddy.
You're my best friend. And also, you're my best friend. Oh, and you're Shank, my best friend. Hugs Sir.
Don't forget and my tiny spoon.
Oh, look at this little spoon that doesn't move most of the time.
And you see, Leonora looks like choked up, and she claps and she goes, "Yes, yes. The sort of circumstances around your personality often put you in situations where you are around people who maybe didn't support you. But thank you to Fia and to Zerk, who are truly brought out the best in Hank. And it is a pleasure to meet both of you. Wonderful characters."
Well, I suppose
thank
so.
Thank you. I mean, I'm kind of like forged by books, so...
Yes, indeed. I can't wait to see what you do to Moxora to get Bookvar back.
Have you ever seen a bookworm that just had that raw athletic ability?
I've never it's seen rare. That before.
Yeah, it's a yeah. cool...
insane.
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy. Well,
do you know anything extra about Bookvar and Moxora?
She nods and she goes, "Well, I only know as much about Bookvar as you know. I've only been sort of a passive viewer of your story. But as far as Moxora, a.k.a. Herodesia, feels crazy to say that. I normally am not allowed to tell people these things. As far as Herodesia, I know that she has been hellbent on conquering the material plane for a long time, and at one time she wanted to come back to the groves. We did not want her back, and she has now taken it out on us as well. She has destroyed a few of the groves, turned them into scorched groves, and has filled them with undead. She has no actual connection to the Reaper, but uses his name to inspire fear in people. In fact, you might be wondering why the people of Endoterra are awakened. Why they're not like the horrors of your world. That's Herodesia's doing.
Herodesia awoke them?
To what end?
Because she doesn't need to control them with magic. She can control them with fear.
She needs followers.
Exactly. But zombies are not... zombies are in no way comparable to...
She needs a sophisticated
to
army.
To people who can build a society. She
but
hasn't...
certainly you saw through her eyes how that backfired for her. The Awakened have kind of rallied against Lord Scythe, or is this all part of her plan as well?
It does appear that the Awakened have gotten a boost, but it's still not 100% that the revolution is going to totally work. And also, I'd argue that you would have had an easier time just killing a bunch of zombies.
It's true. Zombies can't build a city. Zombies can't build weapons and rally other zombies to their cause.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
I have another question, if that's okay.
Of course.
Since we're allowed to speak freely now, and it seems like no topic is off the table, do you know where the Reaper and the Trickster have gone? Where the Elder is, even?
As far as I'm concerned, they're essentially dead to us. The difference between my magical power and your magical power is great. I'm one of the greater fairies. The difference between me and someone like Serenesis or Herodesia is quite great, and the difference between them and the gods, the Trickster and the Reaper, is another degree of great. I won't pretend to understand our exact origin story. It has been told that a creator created three siblings and that the Elder awaits us on the other side.
But Leonora, as a storyteller, perhaps you might say to us, stop asking about the gods, because were they to intervene, perhaps that would not even be the most satisfying story for you.
You see, she shrugs her shoulders and she goes, I believe the real evil is the evil that lives within every human, but also the fairies. You heard about how we fucked up with Zelbaldar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. I actually voted against that, to be clear.
Oh, nice.
But still, you know, we generally are a collective.
Your record is clean, okay?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but just because it came up.
And you could have
called Owen wants you to return his calls and come to visit.
Oh, so yeah.
Owen, of course, voted for it because he wanted to bring them all here to protect them. And to be fair to him, he is protecting them right now because they would go mad with all the spirits running around. It is a cursed place.
Oh, while we're returning calls, we do have this magic fanny pack that we're using to shuttle knowledge to our friends so they can topple the empire of the disciples.
Would you like me to literally hand over my autobiography that they could just use for a great deal of fairy knowledge?
Henry just nods and unzips the fanny pack.
You see, she opens a giant series of tomes that look like a collection of encyclopedias.
Stuff them in, they'll fit.
The team likely gets them on the other side.
I only ask about the gods because I'm attempting to build a spell that would essentially break the cycle of rebirth in an attempt to bring someone back to life.
Oh.
Illicitly or not. And I worry about the repercussions of that.
Well, if it were just to bring someone back immediately after their death, I don't think it would affect them too much because they wouldn't have been gone long enough for anyone to have moved on. It wouldn't psychologically destroy anyone. It wouldn't be manipulative. I see no problem with it.
Okay. All right. You've got my vote. I've got your vote. We both have each other's vote.
Fair enough.
I think the hope of the fairies, and now that I can share this with you freely, is that Serenesis will not hold the same resentment that Herodesia does towards the groves and towards humanity as a whole. There are fairies who hate humanity. I am not one of them. I find you endlessly interesting. My sister Callista points
that's,
up.
Yeah, that's ring up. Yeah. Yep. We got to talk to her.
Yes,
to her next.
Yes, that is likely to end in violence. Mm-hmm. But
do you have any messages for her?
Tell her to fuck herself, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like we will definitely get to that.
I might kind of hold that one for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that was going to be a well-timed moment to say that, though.
In all the stories of Serenesis that you've read, does she ever get angry at humanity for what they did? Does she ever share her sister's anger? The sister always remembers, she always forgets. But in some of her stories, does she learn and discover her sister's anger?
If you're talking about the dream that you had, I did think she seemed quite angry.
Do you think that us sharing this information with her, that it will potentially drive her closer to her sister?
See, she sighs and she goes, perhaps it's selfish of us that without the trickster, without Serenesis, we're unable to undo our mistakes. So I would like to see her power realized so that she can help Zelbaldar, help the cycle.
Oh, to be clear, I would never hide it from her. I just am preparing myself for how she might react. And I figured you have access to much precedent.
Well, I think, Theobogenia, I would ask you to help her. I think you are perhaps the most important person and the most apt person at being able to help Serenesis control her power. She is this girl, Arena. That is her. She has the power and the memories of Serenesis. If it overwhelms her, I don't know totally how she'll react. But she is the girl you knew.
If it helps, just from what I know of you and her, you're more of a sister to her than Herodesius has ever been.
Yes, it's been so long, though, and so much has changed.
But she came to you in your dream.
Things always change. That's what things are supposed to do. That's how discoveries are made. That's how progress propels us forward.
Mr. Rezerk, are you going to make me say it? Maybe I don't fucking want to be your sister. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She holds her hands together and she goes, I have been shipping you to since day one.
No, what? You're not allowed to say this. Okay.
I can't? All right.
What do you...
I'm sorry. You,
I don't...
I won't.
I don't want to talk about it. Aren't some stories better left unread?
No.
I'm going to do an inside check.
Okay.
Okay, don't I get to do deception?
Yeah, you can do deception.
That's a 17 for Zerk.
I'm doing one too.
I have a minus one deception.
It's an 11 for me.
12 minus one, 11.
You guys can kind of tell. You guys see Fia's cheeks get rosy.
This whole time?
No, it's all right.
Drop it, Zerk.
We don't. Yes, it's okay.
No, it's just.
You're going to ruin the story.
Yeah.
Can I jump back into the book?
If you'd like, for a little bit.
I jump back into Ilok Henry.
Hey, did you know this?
I'm finding out in real time, and I'm just fucking reacting to it more normal.
You go back in time, and you see a young Henry Hogfish wearing a jean jacket.
No way.
Covered in straps.
Henry's knocking on the book.
Fia, get out of here.
Fia tries to sketch this down to try to change the conversation out there. Fia jumps out of the book and says, I just saw Mr. Henry in his fucking denim jacket. You will not believe how many straps were on this jacket.
It was understated. It was understated. We're all going in there together.
It was so much. It was a lot. It really was a lot. Yes, what a story. But you can ultimately decide how best to help Serenesis once you reach the Autumn Ring. Sienna is up there. Mm. She guards the flower crown that Serenesis once wore. And if worn by the current incarnation of her, I believe that it will awaken her memories. It is my hope that she would help us, and that she would return the souls back to the cycle and fix old Zelbaldar and undo the shame of the fairies. But I do fear that Herodesia could convince her to get revenge.
So crowning her will be a volatile experience.
We haven't had a Serenesis that was this powerful ever. She has never been reincarnated into a channeler with this much raw magical talent.
Okay. Can you oversee a fairy promise for me?
Of course.
Make them promise not to say anything that they just saw on my face.
Okay. This is all going to be a secret between us. That right. Fia has a crush on Arena.
No! You can't say it like this.
I can't
this.
Say it? Well, we haven't made the promise yet.
A huge stinking crush. Let's just
no,
get it out now.
Okay. I did not say crush. All I said was maybe I don't want to be sisters.
You don't want to be sisters.
All right. You want to leave it open.
Great.
Okay.
So let's, you have to make a fairy
let's all
promise.
Make a fairy
I just
promise.
Want to. I just want to put on the record. I'm a fucking lockbox, regardless of fairy promise. I'll do it if it'll make you feel better.
Okay. Right. You know what? I have traveled long and far with you. No need for a fairy promise. Just, you know, just don't spill the beans.
Fia, you've seen my jacket.
I've also seen your nuts.
Mutually assured destruction.
You've also seen me spill a lot of beans at the campfire.
Henry looks at his shorts. Oh my God, why didn't anyone say anything?
I gave you the salve, they're so chapped.
I thought it was for my thighs.
They've said it many times,
Christ.
Hank.
Do you have pants in this library?
I've seen
honestly,
your
there
balls
were like two
so
more characters
times.
In the story. When you said ensemble piece, I thought you were talking about nuts.
Oh my God, I'm mortified. I tie a jean jacket around my waist.
Well, it is likely that if your friend, Irina, is going to meet you here, she likely has enough raw magical power that she can just teleport to where she needs to be. So there's a good chance that she may be up on the Autumn Ring even as we speak. I'm not sure.
How do we get there?
I can get you to the next ring, but Callista is dangerous.
Okay. Could you do like a guardrail and an escalator this time? Because Olwyn could only do a guardrail.
I can do a guardrail, I can do an escalator, and I can offer you a boon.
Oh.
A boon?
A boon.
Oh, a boon. Wait, if Callista is dangerous and Arena's up there, is she in danger?
I don't know how Callista would feel about Serenesis specifically. She's more anti-humans.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But it seems like Serenesis will be able to teleport right past Callista.
It's likely. So,
tell us about this boon.
Hank, you see she reaches into the thick leaves of her dress and pulls out a small bag of seeds. You see she pours them out into her hand, and there are 6 seedlings sitting there, little green sticks poking out from their shells.
Little baby druid? I mean, little baby dryads?
No, but that would be an amazing gift, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Just to give you a bunch of children.
Actually, that sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Yes, it would be a lot of responsibility.
I'm kind of leaving my life for a while.
Trees that are also people. Yes, too much. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what this is. Listen, I realize that you are probably under a bit of a time restraint, but you will be facing great danger in that time, and this will rejuvenate you as if you've had a full night's rest in the amount of time it would take you to catch your breath. She hands the 6 seeds to you guys, and mechanically, these are seeds that will give you a long rest in the time it takes you to do a short rest. So you can't just You can't pop it mid-battle, but you can do it while you're kind of like on the move.
And there are
this is my kind of trail mix.
Oh yeah, this would take a long time to crunch down.
Fuck it, I'll pop 2.
Please don't, you'll die. You'll die, you'll absolutely die.
It's like chugging 2 Monster Energy.
And yes, if you remember in campaign 1, I gave items like this to the party and they popped the mid-combat, so they have been fixed. You need to take a short rest.
Wow, I don't remember that.
You need to do a short rest. And then you see, and she goes, oh, and one more thing for each of you. And you see she runs over to a bookshelf. It looks like she's going over to the bookshelf, but that she's also like casting a spell as if like the bookshelf is like a spell casting focused for her. You see she reaches in and 3 new books appear. And she brings these over to you guys, and you see that they are 3 personalized training manuals. You see it says like, ooh, Leonora's Guide to Zerk, Leonora's Guide to Fia, Leonora's Guide to Henry.
Invasive.
Interesting.
This is very personal.
Not like that.
I was totally kidding.
I'll crack mine open. I'm very interested to see what you know.
Sweet. Yes, I don't mean to be rude, but if you give someone a drink, they drink it. If you give someone a book, they read it, right? So do you mind if I just take a second to depart from this conversation?
Oh, she's already sitting down.
Yeah, she's already reading a different book. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I read my book.
Sweet. You guys open your books, and as soon as you do, memories flash before your eyes that never really happened, but you remember them anyway. You remember having spent weeks in Leonora's tower training under her.
Whoa.
Training in combat with the elite flower knights.
I know kung fu.
Reading through manuals and books, being coached on spell casting. And when you guys close the book, you feel like you have actually lived that experience. You feel muscle memory that you didn't have before, as well as knowledge of spell casting. You all were going to level up for passing the 2 rings of spring and winter. But now you're going to also level up from this. So go ahead and level up twice.
What?
Whoa! Oh!
Wow.
I forgot to blink that entire time.
Oh my goodness.
That's what drinking
that puts us at 12?
Yes.
Zerk instantly drinks poison just to see what happens.
No, you're not gods.
We'll find out in approximately 30 minutes. That's my gastrointestinal cycle.
That's a hell of a boon. Thank you, Leonora.
Thank you,
Daddy's
Leonora.
Feeling lucky.
Leonora, you're a fantastic rider.
Oh, thank you so much. You're fantastic characters.
Yeah, I like that bit where we were all under the waterfall meditating.
Can I ask you a question, Leonora?
Of course.
How many lives did I
live from the first time we met until now.
What was his most embarrassing death? I want to know.
That's just for Henry and I to know.
I guard, dive into the book.
I guard my book.
I'm going to go ahead and roll a D100.
Wow. Oh,
no fucking joke. 69!
Yes! That's so many lives.
Oh, wow. God. That's, I mean, that's, hey, that's hot and heavy. You know what I mean? Okay. 69th time is the charm, hopefully.
So whenever you're ready, I can help you ascend to the next level.
Before we go, I'm going to open up the fanny pack and send a little note to Billy, just sweet, saying, miss you.
She sends back so much money.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit. I'm like Sonic the Hedgehog here. Coins are spilling everywhere.
Three armor.
Yeah, she sends back a Vorpal sword.
Wow, but I can't quite get the hilt out of the fanny pack, so I have to push it back.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're official?
It ends Billy.
Yeah, there's too much gold in gear, and it doesn't fit, so you guys have to push it back.
If we're going to like get a long rest, or did we get one from leveling up?
You did not get one from leveling up, but you have two each with these seeds that you guys can now put in your inventory.
Yeah, we're going to have to chomp a seed.
Okay.
But maybe not now. Should we do it now? Should we chomp the seed?
I mean,
right,
we've
now
got two more things to do, right? We have summer, fall.
Those tweens kicked my ass pretty hard. I guess it's probably a time to have a short rest, but I would love to get my spells back before we ascend.
You guys can always take a regular short rest and then decide later. I mean, you might get ambushed as soon as you go to summer, but you might have a few minutes to gather yourselves. It's kind of up to you guys.
I haven't used my arcane recovery yet, so I might hold off on using these.
I'll hold mine too and just take a short rest classic.
Great.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to start denoting that it's a short rest classic or a short rest expanded. Expanded nice edition.
I'm going classic. I will, however, use a third level spell to do Tiny Servant to animate Spoonie because I feel like Henry could use a little win right now.
Sweet.
Or like a little, he earned it, you know?
Yeah. Spoonie hops up into Hank's pocket.
Hey, buddy. Oh, it's good to see you, buddy. Oh, come on. Come here, buddy. Oh, you're a good spoon. You're a good spoon. Come here. I give him I spoon Spoonie. And I mouth,
wow,
thank you.
That spoon is getting lost in his khakis.
I have to be careful not to put the spoon in the fanny pack because then it will be Billy's. And she already has so much.
Maybe I'll, you know what, if we're taking a moment, maybe I'll reactivate my refueling spell ring so that I can get a third level slot back.
Nice.
That should hopefully put us in a better position for our battle with Callista whenever that comes.
Are we going straight up to summer?
Leonora nods.
Now, will we ascend on a stairway made of books, or do you have something else in mind?
Any good storyteller knows to show, not tell. I'm not going to tell you before I magically bring you to the next place.
Zerk looks out the window to see if there's a stairway of books over there.
There is no stairway of books. You see, she looks at her watch. Also, when storytelling, pacing should be kept in mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's go. Let's go. Right, let's go.
I'm ready. I look at Zerk with daggers in my eyes.
Leonora bows to you guys, and she goes, third mates, until we meet again at the end of your story.
What?
Well, don't put it like that.
Yeah.
You see her dress once again floats out like she's Mary Poppins. And you see she hops out the window and begins floating there.
I salute her on her way out.
As you salute her as she floats there, you see she begins waving at you before twisting her wrist and using an arcane pull on the tower. And the tower begins growing, begins shooting up.
Whoa.
This is better than books.
Right. And I can see a tiny book staircase from here.
Yeah, it looks like she had to revise what she was going to do. You see the book staircase begins falling.
Collapsing like an Inception.
Yeah. Out the window, you guys see the tower breaks the clouds. as you head towards the Ring of Summer. The cool spring breeze that is rushing in from the windows suddenly turns to a dry, hot air, and you feel the spire hit something. You guys have to brace yourselves not to fall. You see a bunch of books do like come off of the bookcases and stuff as you guys break through the next plate and arrive on the Summer Ring. The very tip of the tower now pokes out on this plate a vast desert of sand. You see a hot sun beating down above you.
Oh, this is bad for me because I already run hot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Fia, you are sweltering. And you are going to
We got to cut those off at the knee. You got to get shorts. You got to go short.
I am a prim and proper lady. I can't be going
around. It's
the
only way. We don't wear shorts no matter what.
I need to always be ready for business. Fine, cut it off at the knee.
I'm telling you, these shorts, I'm wearing slacks. These are transitional Dockers. I could go into a meeting like this.
You know what? Maybe I can fabricate a linen suit for myself.
I could probably infuse like a pair of pants with ice inside of them. I could make you like ice pants if you want.
I send a note through the bag to Billy and say, can you please send me a sensible, breathable linen suit?
After 3 hours, you receive a linen suit.
Okay. Disrobe without caution, then put it on. Yeah. Okay,
Zerk is wearing shorts, but also still the metal clogs that Billy gave him, and his feet are just so hot.
Oh, right!
Yeah, they're absolutely on fire.
Fuck it. Henry lets the nut hang out. I think I gotta get this thing some
air. So it was intentional all along.
It wasn't always.
It is absolutely being strangled.
Spoony, could you take care of that?
Don't touch it, Spoony. Leave it be.
So you guys poke your heads out of the top of this tower, and you guys see like a vast desert around you.
So I guess we probably want to stealth because we have some buffs to this. Can I do some kind of perception check to see if there's anything to stealth towards?
Go ahead and do perception checks.
I just crit.
You just crit?
Yes, I did, baby!
God damn it.
And I got a 19.
Shit.
So 24 total.
Fia,
kiss the squid.
You look out.
I have it on a dice that crits on a little.
That crits on a little squid. Well, the squid crit. Fia, look out over the desert. You see that it doesn't really have any good places to hide. Every once in a while, you'll see a cacti, but it is just a mostly barren desert. But with a nat 20, you see some like debris in the distance. Like some kind of like kind of man-made, some like litter, essentially. Hmm. You see the sun hit some like glass.
Okay. I stealth towards the litter.
You stealth towards the litter.
Everyone, come with me. There's garbage.
Okay.
You guys get over to this glass that Fia had seen, the sun reflecting.
Wait a second. Glass sometimes can... Is it glass or is it glass that was made by like fire interacting with sand?
You see that it is two empty vials, and you see that near the vials are a set of footprints.
Vials. Zerk is going to go ahead and inspect the glassware.
Great. Zerk, go ahead and give me investigation arcana or like your tinker's tools proficiency.
Oh, that's going to be very nice. That's going to be a 26.
Jesus. Nice. Zerk. You find a little bit of residue in there. You dab it, you put it on your tongue, and you determine that this was a fly potion. Two fly potions look like they were used.
Two fly potions?
That's sort of like an alchemist thing. I mean, can I, with the help of Zerk, try to sort of like analyze who... supped from these vials?
Everybody else go ahead and give me investigation checks.
Nat one.
There we go.
You cut your lip.
I poked myself in the eye with both
vials.
Careful,
your suit.
That is a... I got a 21.
Ooh. 21?
19.
The footprints in the sand look like they were made by a pretty tall imposing figure. Seems like humanoid, but like big feet, like a big person. Mm-hmm. And based on the investigation checks and the like tinkerer check, it would seem to you like someone powerful has managed to like get into the vault and maybe bypassed the first two rings, but isn't able to fly or teleport on their own.
Do they look like hunter's boots?
Yeah.
They do.
And is that one set of footprints leading to the vials or walking away from?
Walking away from. It looks like someone just discarded vials.
Okay. I mean, it's a long way here, so they might have needed to use two vials just to get up to this level.
Yeah, this makes sense.
I think that this is Kane we're dealing with.
Oh, of course, yes. This is...
It's time for that rematch, Fia.
How fresh do these footprints look?
Quite fresh.
All right.
Well, to be an optimist, we might say maybe the summer fairy will finish off Kane for us. I smile pleadingly at my companions.
Fia, as you say that, suddenly you guys notice your shadows begin rapidly changing and warping, and you notice the sun falling out of the sky. In a flash, whoosh, the sun disappears over the horizon, and day turns to night.
Hmm.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Okay.
Whoa! Okay, all right. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I guess I should something's have buffed myself.
Are you saying we all get shanks?
Yeah, nothing changed with my shadow,
I get to
right?
meet Shirk.
Yeah.
Hey.
You all get your own green tween shadow.
Oh, no.
No!
I'm going to follow you around death. Forever.
I'm going to shirk you, Shirk.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to us talk more about this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Wee.
Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug Through Black Halflings, Outlaws and Obelisks.
Yes.
Which is just a really fun actual play campaign that I've been that I played on, and it was super fun. And I play Paladin. And my name is Lula Jacksplit, so please go listen from the start, because the people that I played with are awesome.
Emily, I just have one question for you. Do you get to smite in this campaign?
Yes, I do. Yes,
and
I
y'all
do!
Know she knows how to do it real good, right?
And let me tell you, Paladin is the coolest.
Check out Three Black Halflings, everybody. Anybody else have anything to plug?
We could plug our shop, the NADPOD.
That's a great idea. Shop. Oh, we have new stuff dropping.
We got new stuff. We got, we have
pint glasses and a cool hat. We have the right. Third Mate's hat that's now dropping.
That's correct.
Maybe a couple more things very soon, but we have those two in the store now.
Yeah. And lots of cool old stuff too. Mm-hmm. So go in, check it out.
Dive in.
Shit, it's holiday season.
Dive
get those gifts.
In,
truly is.
Everybody. Sweet, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use. At CH Murph is me. At Cald is Caldwell. At Eaxford is Emily. And at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
Hello, friends. It's the end of the episode, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let us begin. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, and Matt M. Employees at Walter and Madison, a law firm that just happens to share the same name as the deceased Green Tween. As another coincidence, they are prosecuting the third mates for his murder. Wow, small world. Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Jibe G, and Dylan B. Leonora's copy editors. These meticulous fairies make sure Leonora's books don't contain typos. She used to edit her books herself, but stopped after accidentally misspelling Hank as Honk for like 6 chapters in a row. Huh, weird, I don't remember that. Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Andrew M, Beardman Dan, Scott D, and Danny P. People Henry knew in some of his various past lives. Despite all living in different times and knowing different versions of Hank, they all individually wrote sea shanties about how much he sucked. Rude. Mixologist Michael McD, Vincent W, Balnor's Boy, and Andrew B. Sir Tiny Petal's loyal knights. They all know he's a prince, but are sworn to secrecy on the subject. They're also sworn to secrecy about the fact that he's dating a bumblebee, but more so out of respect than obligation.
Justin I, Ragnar Ferdwin, TJ M, the Gnome Barbarian, Elena M, and Trele the Crayfay. The architects who built Leonora's massive book tower, only to watch it go unused. They get paid based on how many steps are taken on it, so this honestly is pretty devastating for them. Jared E, Austin Bonesaw MR, Damiel R, cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, and Gage M. Sir Tiny Petal's Rabbit Wranglers. By using carrots as a reward, they have trained the long-eared steed to hop on command. It's very impressive, but has permanently strained their relationship with the Carrot Kingdom. Philbert the Fabulous, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Trask the Traveler, and Sir Carl. Other fairies who the Green Tweens trapped in books. However, the tomes they've been stuck in are all travel and cookbooks, so they've actually been way less eager to escape. Huh, must be nice. Jory S, Dana G, Callum L, and Jack L. The sprites who crafted Serenesis' beautiful flower crown. They also crafted Heredicia's autumn leaf crown, but have wisely decided to omit that from their online portfolio. Flawless Whale, Sam L, Nicholas C, and Samuel B. The Pollinator Knights. Technically, they're just Beatos, but someone knighted them, so what are you going to do? Mike H, Udushmiluk, the baby bronze dragon, Matthew E, Colton B, and Adam G. The architects of the bookstairs Leonora had planned to offer the third mates. All that work, all those long hours, and what for? We'll never know. Megan S., Innie Badger, Panama James, and Cummins the Bard. The court of Sir Mighty Petals. Sworn enemy of Sir Teeny Petals. And yeah, you guessed it, he's a fiddle leaf fig. Ugh, I bend the knee. Captain Sigil, Grace G., Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, and Barnzenator. Con artists that follow Leonora. Sure, they're scoundrels, but their lies are also beautifully crafted stories, and Leonora can't help but respect the trade. Michelle O, Timmy R, Jonathan W, the croc-wearing warrior, Lucas B, and Aaron S. A couple books from Fia's library that would absolutely abandon Fia for what Leonora's got going on. Who could blame him? It's Kevin. Rundown Johnny's Pubis Mound, New York, Stephen C, and KJ. Minor characters in all of Ill Luck Henry's other lives. KJ was Henry's favorite barista in Life 23, Stephen C. was a neighbor two doors down in Life 54, and New York once asked him for directions in Lives 12, 34, and 41. Wow. Repeat offender. Michael M., Mike K., Joy T., Nick W., and Taylor A. Denim jacket stylist who cringed hard and long at Henry's denim jacket memory Fia retrieved. They are a tough crowd to please. Esme M., Kelsey C., Casimir the All-Knowing, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, and Eric McD. Rabbit mounts with highly specific, highly controlled diets who are sleeping off some pretty bad tummy aches from all the snacks the third mates fed them. Sorry about that. Giant monsters on the horizon. Thrath, Burly T, Jay Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropro, and Cody B. Other shipmates in Henry's exact dilemma. They all sold their souls to the Time Devil to change the outcome, but unfortunately, that meant the outcome got reversed back and forth so many times, it ended up landing on happening exactly how it did. Time Devil has their souls now, though. Ha ha. Liam D., The Sandrian, Ben A., Feldonis, and Dave H. The Royal Flower Chefs. Every night they prepare Sir Tiny Petals a sumptuous feast of water and dirt. Their secret ingredient? Love. And also horse manure. Koala Bear, Catherine S., David K., Christian S., and Dustin S. Other souls who Leonora made a pact of reincarnation with, although their desires were much pettier. David K. just wanted to come back to see how Game of Thrones ended. Yikes. Connor F., The Time Walker, Two Left Eyes, and DPC is Awesome. Ill Luck Henry super fans. These fairies treat Hank's book like a roller coaster and put their hands in the air while shouting loudly every time they make it to the jean jacket reveal. I mean, who wouldn't? Aston S., Blair the Bug Blair Barbarian, Porkchop, Chanel M., and Velaciraptor. A crew of nerdy dragons that call themselves the Bookworms. They all sit up on a mighty hoard of stolen books and are the scourge of librarians across the land. Minette F, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, and David M. Fairies bound to silence about another, even more ancient secret. The time Olwen shit himself at a Fall Out Boy concert. They razzed him for a century, then felt so bad they swore an oath of silence. But now, with the arrival of the third mates, the long-prophesied second razzing might finally come to pass. Elias Hawthorne, Alex H., The Eldest Barry, Evan V., Ryan S., and the Bone Duster. The Fanny Pack Rats. These interdimensional critters are responsible for shuttling things between Hank and Billy's bags. Fun fact, Hank's actually supposed to have been tipping the rats this entire time, which might explain why all the stuff that comes out of the bags is covered in spit. Robot Crisps, Yggdrasil, Brittany C, Micah B, Ploops, and Carly Ann. The Snapdragons. These fearsome flowers are used as mounts by the Flower Knights. They can't breathe fire, but they can make your allergies go crazy. Approach with caution. Lori P, Seth AJ, Spam Gaming the Not-So-Skilled Gamer, Connor Savage, and Christopher J. Pebblepot. Artist who submitted cover art for the Ill Luck Henry book. Sadly, all of their drafts were rejected because, as Leonora put it, they made Henry look way too hot. Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Remington CD, Amber Dextrous, and Thrill of the Fight. Summer Ring Bandits. They watched our heroes attempt to stealth across the desert and laugh so hard they impaled themselves on cactuses and died. The third mates win again. Sullivan H., Trub Hopdropper, Sydney T., Alex C., Jesse DLR, the Element God, and Lindsay W. Rabbit Dressage Riders. That's right, Sebastian has a new favorite sport. He just needs someone to tell him of its existence. Champ Wild, Valen, Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C., Anthony S., and Jake. Hank's old shipmates. Not the really fucked up ones, though. Just a bunch of folks who used to make him clean the head even when it wasn't his turn. Still seems pretty rude to me. CCA, Matthew J., Tiara P., Michael S. the Bone Duster, and Noah. Bunt's dentist, who had to work as a team to formulate a plan for his cavities. It was deemed impossible, so fortunately for them, they can rest easy knowing he's been decapitated and they don't have to keep reminding him to floss. Small victories, gang. Estelle, Baron S., Sebastian's romance partner from the Baronies. Conflicted DM, Justin LB, and Dandy. Hot tub designers who made Certini Petal soldiers some really sweet jacuzzis that look like fancy vases. This way, your spa can also be the centerpiece of a dining table. Very classy. Jennifer R., Clifton A., Richard G., M. Barber, and Marcos P. Hank's drinking buddies from his second life. When they sang happy birthday to him and ended it by saying, and many more, this is not what they meant, okay? Pup Kalish, Gabriel M., Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, and Pagos, self-proclaimed Fey Prince. Bookstare contractors who are all very happy the third mates took the elevator because they advised Leonora repeatedly that the staircase was not structurally sound. Whew, dodged a bullet. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Scrumpy Bogpipe, Holly, and Anthony A. A group of middle-aged folks under a Bunt-style enchantment to live life as college-aged partiers. So it's a little bit more understandable. Only a little bit, though. Abigail, Egg Infinitum, Sloth King 777, Jungle Down Cal, Commodore Galaxy, and Edison N. Indo-Terran postal workers who are fixing to sue Billy for skirting their services through a magic fanny pack. Good luck, though, because Billy has the money and she will fight and win this in court. I don't doubt it. Russell H., Neos, Lara R., Kyra, Logan H., and Sean G. Leonora's copy editors. They haven't heard from her in a long time, so they figured she was just working on another masterpiece. Well, someone should have popped by because she was stuck in a book, fam! Whew! And that is all of our shoutouts. Thank you all so, so much for listening. If you would like to join the council, you can do so by heading to patreon.com/nadpod. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.